So, you know, he would flatter with his lips all the time. I mean, if I ever preached a message, he'd be like, that was the greatest truth. I've never heard anything like that. You know, it was just like, just so buttery, you know? It was just like, man, dude, I know it wasn't that good, okay? He had this thing where he would like, when he would, I remember my mom came to visit our church. And he had this thing. And he came like from the liberal movement, surprise, right? And I remember he would talk and he'd close his eyes as he was talk. And then I remember my mom told me, she's like, I don't like that man. I said, why? She goes, because he closes his eyes when he talks to me. I said, this is what you do. When he closes his eyes, talk to you, walk away. I was like, surprise when he opens his eyes and he finds out he's talking to nobody, you know? But this guy, you know, and I remember we had a lot of visitors that would come to the church, and we had a family come, and they had an older daughter and who had not been married. Well, this guy had been married before, and he got divorced. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on, but apparently they were dating, and he was going to marry, and he did marry her. And here's the thing. I told him, I said, what are you doing? When I found out that he was going to marry, I was like, you are not supposed to get married again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he said, no. He goes, you don't understand. God told me that this is the one. I said, I mean, how big was the burger you ate before you went to sleep last night where God told you these things? And he literally said, I was pulling into the parking lot. She came and a voice came to me and said, she's the one. I said, that wasn't God's voice. That was like a devil. Amen. You know? Amen. By the way, he probably did hear a devil. But here's the thing. He was charging God foolishly. Yes. And he said, it's of the Lord. I know it's of God. And he closed his eyes and he's just like, it's of God. God's the one who's doing it. It's confirmed. I know it. I've been reading the Bible. Well, he apparently forgot to read in the New Testament where God condemns like divorce, you know. And the thing is, you know, this girl, she came. She got saved at her church. And he destroyed her life. Destroyed her life. And they're surprising, they're divorced now. Oh, yeah, that's a big surprise, right? Did God tell you to do that too?